Welcome to this series of podcasts presented by Catholic Theological Union in Chicago. What follows is a reflection on a passage from Pope Francis' recent exhortation on the joy of the gospel. Today's reflection is offered by a member of the faculty of CTU, the largest Roman Catholic graduate school for theology and ministry in the United States.
Each particular church should encourage the use of the arts in evangelization, building on the treasures of the past, but also drawing upon the wide variety of contemporary expressions so as to transmit the faith in a new language of parables. Hi, my name is Tan Si Son, and I'm a faculty member here at the Catholic Theological Union. And my special research area is the confluence of theology and film. So this really traces back to my growing up years when I was a young man in Manila, the capital city of the Philippines. I remember spending some time in movie theaters, usually at the first screening at 10 or 11 a.m. And right there, I kind of owned the theater. I was the only one there in the middle of a darkened hall. And before me was the silver screen. Light was before me. In a sense, metaphorically speaking, the film viewing experience to me was a light at the end of the tunnel, especially so that the films I watched showed me just different modes of what it is to be a human being amidst a life of contradiction, amidst the many challenges that we all face in our journey. Light shines through the cracks of our lives, and films help me to pay attention and to reflect on what it is to be a human being amidst the world's contradictions. And in a sense, film had become very sacramental. In fact, I consider film as my first spiritual director. If you look at the screen of a movie theater, prior to the projection of a film, what you see is a flat surface, an opaque surface. But once the projection hits the screen, a portal opens up. Virtually, we're taken to another world, another dimension, if you will. And herein you see how film can become a promise and a possibility. And what do I mean by this? It means that because we are given the chance to enter alternative realities virtually, we're able to explore our possibilities as human beings. And it is in this window, sometimes film is called the new stained glass window, because, you know, what is film but painting in light? Through this new stained glass window, we're given a glimpse of how, in fact, there is a beautiful narrative underneath, a narrative of challenge and ugliness sometimes. Life can be very harsh. Underneath is a reality bigger than ourselves. And when film is able to do that, then film truly becomes a new stained glass window, a place where theological discoveries can truly be sorted out, and where important questions arise, and we have a chance to reflect on them. I was delighted to find a section on the arts in Evangelii Gaudium when I read it. And this really is coming from Pope Francis' own personal experience. In 2010, he mentioned to media that his favorite film was Babette's Feast, a 1987 Danish film that really works as a parable. Now, in the Evangelii Gaudium section that I really related to, Pope Francis underscores the importance of a parable. And what is a parable but an ordinary story, a story based on real life, with an extraordinary message? Films have the ability to do that. Films that focus on the human story, films that focus on the many challenges human beings go through, and yet films that also show that despite all, the human shines through. We find that films truly have served as audiovisual parables. Film is entertainment, film is art, but when films help us to reflect on our relationship with ourselves, with each other, and with God, film is also parable.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Theological Union. For additional videos and podcasts, or to learn more, please visit www.ctu.edu or visit learn.ctu.edu.